Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, lightworkers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm your host, Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose, and you're ready to live your most amazing life? Then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Have you been thinking about launching your own podcast but have no idea how to get started? Do you have a message that you need to share with the world? No worries. I've made it super easy for you with my free podcast checklist. All the steps laid out just for you. You can download my free checklist at bit.ly/launch podcast list. Again, that's bit.ly/launch podcast list, or you can just click the link in the show notes. Can't wait for you to get started. What's up, everybody? It feels so good to be back on the podcast doing a solo episode. It's been a while. I've been taking a break from the podcast, even though you may or may not have noticed, because I've had a few episodes recorded that I dropped for you all doing some interviews. I do have a couple other interviews that I still need to drop. But this is my first solo episode coming back from being on a break. Now, I didn't plan this break. It just kind of happened. You know, I was just not feeling it. And I'm glad I had some content created. So for those of you out there who are content creators, you totally feel me. You get my drift. It's good to have sometimes some batched content so you can, you know, continue to post consistently to your audience. So I'm glad to be back and I'm glad to be here doing a solo episode. So what's been going on with me? Well, there's a lot of things. So backtrack a little bit, taking the break because I felt kind of burnt out. I had been in the process of moving and helping my family and we've got home projects. And, you know, summertime can just be a busy time for a lot of family stuff per se. You know, all the kids are out of school. So there's just a lot more to do outside to get out and about. And I just felt like I was missing on that for the past 7 years of my life when I had a job. So I really wanted to take some time off and just enjoy it. So just fair warning, summers may be the time that I take a break. And then of course, I love to take off during the holidays, so during Christmas. So the podcast may be on a break, or you may not hear from me, you know, as a solo episode for a while, or you may hear from me. But again, the good thing about having your own business or having your own podcast is that you get to make all the decisions because it's yours. You run the show. So took a little break just to kind of rejuvenate, get my mind together. Since I'm going through some changes with moving and getting adjusted to my new lifestyle, what that's going to look like or what it looks like right now, I'll tell you all about it. So I'm glad to be back and just kind of enjoying the summer. So like I said, I will have a few episodes in between here and there, and then hopefully we'll be back on track with every week. So I'm excited to be here. So right now, as you know, or you may not know, we're going through Mercury retrograde. So today I'm recording this episode on Sunday, June 13th. So we are right in the middle of Mercury retrograde. So if you've listened to my previous episodes, you know that Mercury retrograde is the time where the planet Mercury, quote unquote, goes retrograde, or they say it seems like it's moving backwards when in actuality it's just moving really slow. Or it's kind of in sync with Earth. So it looks like one's moving in front of the other one and the other one's moving behind. It's a whole scientific thing when it comes to astrology. But nevertheless, Mercury rules communication, technology. So anything that has to do with computers and technology. So your phones might be going crazy, your email. You may try to send an email and it gets put somewhere in spam or somebody can't find it, or I mean, I had that problem. Somebody was like, well, I sent you a notification. Did you not get it? Nope, didn't get it. Same thing with text messages. I'll text somebody and they'll be like, well, I sent you a text. And I'm like, well, I sent you a text. And they're like, well, I didn't get yours. So there's all this stuff that's going haywire right now with communications, technology. This is also the time they say, try not to start anything new, which I did. I'll tell you about that. Didn't work out too well. Try not to start anything new. If you are going to sign any type of contracts or deals, make sure you read again, recheck, you know, all the details, make sure you're highly organized, make sure you read that thing about 10 times before you sign it, clarify anything you know, if there's going to be some miscommunication between people. The mail system may be jacked up, so your packages may be late. My parents are doing a home project right now, and they're in the midst of ordering the appliances and the toilet and the shower. And the toilet and the shower are on back order for like 6 weeks. So, and then in the system, it just says processing. We call Home Depot all the time, and it just says processing. So in my mind, I'm like, well, hell, it's Mercury retrograde. So that's probably what's happening. You're not, it's just kind of in limbo, unfortunately, and it will come through eventually, or we'll just have to wait until Mercury retrograde's over. I mean, we ain't got nothing but time, no way. So yeah, this is the time to just be really careful about starting new things, communications, text messages, emails, the mail system, you know, just this is really a time to just kind of relax if you can and just kind of reevaluate things in your life, but don't start anything new. So I'll just go ahead and jump into quote unquote starting new things. So there's a couple things. I did start dating somebody, but I started that in May before Mercury retrograde. I'm not dating him now because it didn't work out, but there was some communication issues. And of course it happened right around now, Mercury retrograde. So I'm not talking to that person anymore. And then I started a new job, right? Now, mind you, okay, I did this on a whim because I saw an ad on Facebook for this work from home job or whatever. You know, it said it was part time. So I'm like, cool, I can do part time. I can make a little extra cash, work from home. Then I can continue to travel, you know, from Atlanta to South Carolina or wherever I want to go. And I'll have, you know, just a little some money on the side, you know, to keep paying my bills, whatever. So, of course, I sign up and have the interview and I get online and it's a group interview, like a group Zoom interview. So I'm thinking this is going to be one on one and it's not. So I get on the call and I'm like, well, oh, shit, this should be real easy because it's all of us on here. Right. So, you know, when spirit starts talking to you, when you start getting those downloads, I tried not to let it take over. But I was already kind of getting the message of, I don't know if this is going to work for you because, first of all, they're doing a group interview. They're not really asking any deep questions, which means they're kind of just hiring whoever, right? So I'm just like, okay, well, whatever, I'll go with it. So get through the interview, blah, blah, blah. We're talking, chatting with everybody. And then, you know, the interviewer says, okay, well, I'll call you by the end of the day to let you know if you got the job or not. So I'm like, well, damn, that's real quick. So, of course, in my mind, I'm like, girl, you got this job. This ain't nothing. So the girl calls. She says, you have the job. When can you start? I say tomorrow. This is on Tuesday. So Wednesday, I'm going to start. She was like, that's our first training. We have a training tomorrow. If you can start. Cool. So I pack up all my stuff because I'm in Atlanta staying with my sister for the week. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to drive back to South Carolina to my parents' house because it's quiet there. Because I have a niece that's almost two. So she keeps us very busy and sometimes she can be loud. So I was like, I'll just get up early in the morning, drive back to my parents' house and, you know, log in. Everything starts at 8 a.m. Training starts at 8 a.m. So, you know, I'm going through the training and, you know, everything's cool. Now, the pay is not that great. It's $8 an hour, but it's plus commission. So if you get any sales, you do commission. But there's all these little like stipulations, right? So it's a call center job. So the first two sales belong to the company. Then the third sale and up is yours, right? But this is every single day. So it starts new every day. So the first two sales you get each day go to the company. And then after that, blah, 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 right? You only get like $10 per sale after the company makes theirs, right? So whoopee, that's not that much money. If you get three sales, one of them's yours plus your $8 base pay. Okay, well, whatever. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. So I find that out. Then I find out there's no direct deposit. What? How you do not have damn direct deposit, y'all? It's 2021. So, of course, they're a smaller company, but they're growing and 70%, 75% of their employees have to want direct deposit. And so me and one of the other ladies who was on the training, she's like, so you mean to tell me that 75% of y'all's employees don't want direct deposit? You got to be shitting me, right? Yeah. When was the last time you took a poll? Because I'm pretty sure we all want some damn direct deposit. And furthermore, I'm based out of Atlanta. That's what I told them, even though I'm in South Carolina too. But y'all got to mail my check to my sister's house and I got to either have her deposited or mobile app deposited or I got to go pick it up, right? Because I mean, this is just like, okay, that's another downfall. So we got the base pays low. We got the commission, which ain't really much. Then I find out, so my hours are 8:30 to 1:30. So I find out that I have to do a Monday through Friday and sometimes, and every other weekend, a day on the weekend. So in my mind, I'm like, so this is basically kind of like a full-time job because I got to show up 5 days a week plus one weekend day. So all this is going through my mind like, okay, let's just try and see how this goes. I don't know how long this is going to last, right? So I start training on Wednesday. Then I have training on Thursday. Now I'm like pretty much hopping on the phones by myself because, I mean, your girl's got skills. I already know I could do the job, right? Whatever. So Friday's my first official day by myself. And of course, you know, they're listening on the other side saying, you know, you're doing a great job, taking calls, da 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 da. So the other downside of it is every time you put your phone on not ready. So if I take a break to go pee and come back, it's probably going to be about 4 or 5 minutes, right? The calls are literally back to back because the system automatically dials it for you. So I get up, go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom like every hour because I'm sitting there drinking water and all kind of stuff. And so apparently if you take a break or put your phone on not ready, if you do 5 minutes every hour, that's about 30 or 40 minutes that you have to make up. So I don't get off at 1:30. I get off at 2 o'clock or 2:10. So my first day, she's like, all right, well, you've got 40 minutes left to get done past 1:30. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, this is not going to work because I didn't even log off and take like a lunch. I was thinking, well, I would log off for 30 minutes, get a lunch, and then come back, and that'll be my 30 minutes, and I'll get off at 2. Well, if I had done that, hell, I would have been working 2 hours later. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. Then to have to get up and work on Saturday, you know, you have to pick a shift, and then you have to text the supervisor at 7 a.m. on Friday morning to tell her what shift you want on Saturday or Sunday, and it's a first come, first serve basis, right? So Friday night, Saturday morning, I'm getting up, getting ready so I can log on at 9 a.m. because I got the 9 to 2 shift, luckily. And I'm just sitting there thinking like, okay, what are all the pros and what are all the cons? And do the cons outweigh the pros? Well, guess what? The cons outweigh the damn pros. I'm like, this is not why I quit my full-time job. I didn't quit my job to work 5 days a week, to barely have a day to myself in the middle of the week, and to be working on weekends? No. And furthermore, this was supposed to be just a little something extra that I could do because, hell, I'm a coach, I'm a podcaster, I have my own brand, so I've got other shit going on. But hey, this was just going to be something easy, right? Nope. It just reminded me why Spirit told me that I need to leave my job in the first place, that I need to trust the process. You know, again, everything is trial and error. So if it had worked out in my favor, I would have kept going with it. But it just also reminded me that some of us are just not meant to be in a like traditional 9-to-5 job. And especially me sitting at a desk all day and having to be like glued to my computer. Yeah, that's not going to work for me. I'm an active person. I like to be outdoors. I like to get up and go for walks, whatever. You know, I like to be able to have time to do stuff with family, and I like being able to make my own schedule. So here they are telling me that you get to set your own hours. Well, you really don't. You have to work 6 days a week, and you have to do every other weekend one day on the weekends. So it just started to feel real icky inside, and it started to feel like it was weighing me down, and I started feeling resistant. And I had only been doing it for 2 days, and by the third day, I was like, yo, I am drained, like, this shit is for the birds. Like, I can't do it. So I started the job on Wednesday, and by Saturday, I no longer have a job. So again, this is just to say to be careful and be mindful when you get ready to start stuff during Mercury retrograde, because I did the one thing that I should not have done, which is try to start a job in Mercury retrograde. So it was here today and gone tomorrow. So it came and went. That was quick as hell. I know. You know, I'm telling my family like, hey, I got a job. And they were like, already? That was quick. Then on Saturday, I'm going, yeah, I'm not going back to that job. They're like, oh, shit, you quit already? Like, but they understood after I told them the pros versus the cons. They were like, yeah, just look for something else or keep something else up. So don't go trying to start a new job during Mercury retrograde unless it was something you had already kind of started. You know, same thing with like relationships, anything. They say not to start anything new. So technically, Mercury retrograde is over June 22nd, and they say the effects could linger on through the 28th. So just be mindful if people are driving slow on the road and you're getting impatient, or your emails are acting up, or your boyfriend's not communicating like he should, or y'all aren't getting text messages or some shit like that, right? Just know that it's not you. It's everybody. It's just the energy in the atmosphere right now. And this is what Mercury retrograde does, okay? So That's it for Mercury retrograde. And again, this happens 3 to 4 times a year. I usually put it in my mind that it's going to happen once every quarter. It's just the way the world works. Everything comes in cycles. So you just kind of prepare yourself that things are going to be moving a lot slower and to take your time. So, and don't start anything new, like start a new damn job that you probably not going to end up doing. So learn from me. Don't do that. Let's see. So as I said, I moved to South Carolina with my family. So I've been out here for a while. There's a lake down the street from our house. So I've been itching to get to the lake. I still have not gotten to the lake. I don't feel too bad because summer has not officially started yet. It starts June 20th. But you better believe I will be out there during the summer. Like, I am determined. So my other project is I have a paddleboard, right, that one of my old coworkers gave me. She was getting rid of it. It's a blow-up paddleboard. I love water sports, so I've been itching to get out there and use it. Had it in storage, took it out, blew it up. We left it outside overnight, come outside, it started going flat. So now we know that it has a hole or leak somewhere. So now I've got to find the leak, try to fix that, and then hopefully I can eventually get out onto the lake on my paddleboard and, you know, just be outdoors, be in nature, enjoy the water, also get some exercise. I've been trying to stay active, so summertime has just really been a time for me to do those outdoor activities and sports and just chill and hang with family. So I'm excited to do that. Hopefully I can get some friends out here on the lake because right now I have none in this area. But I've been on Facebook like reaching out to people saying, hey, if you're in my area or if you want to go paddleboarding, you know, I need a partner, or I need some people, a group, something. Otherwise, it's just going to be me out there by myself. I'm okay with that. But my family's like, no, you don't need to go by yourself. But we'll see, because clearly they're not going to go out there with me. So I got to do what I got to do. I got to do what makes me happy. I got to do what lights me up, and I got to do what makes me feel good. So that's what makes me feel good, being on the lake. So I had the guy that I was dating. He actually has a boat, 2 boats, and he's an outdoors person. And, you know, he likes to do stuff. Now, us Black people, y'all, that we have this saying that Black people don't like to get in water, all this stuff we don't like to do. Now, granted, that is a stereotype, but there are a lot of us that don't like to. So he and I were saying like, oh, another Black person that likes to do what I like to do. Water sports, go on the lake, get on the boat, go to the beach. So, you know, we were excited to meet each other and date. Well, needless to say, I never made it to the boat because he's been working on it for God knows how long. And he just kind of wasn't really pursuing me like I thought he should have been. You know, most men tell me that, like, if a man is into you, he's going to be aggressively pursuing you. Yeah, there wasn't none of that. So I just chopped it up as, okay, well, this is not going to work. And it sucks because I really wanted to go get on somebody else's boat, right? Guess I could use it for that, but didn't make it around to that. So now I got to find somebody else. But I'm still out here being open-minded to see who comes into my life next. So I'm all about new experiences. So as I said, I'm between South Carolina and Atlanta. I helped my sister move into her new place that she's renting downtown. So that's also been a change for me because I never get to go like downtown in Atlanta for real, because of traffic and just all kind of stuff. So them being downtown, you know, I visit, I get to play with my niece. There's so many things, like they're right down the street from Piedmont Park. I could walk to it. So it's definitely a different environment. And it is busy all the time for the most part, which is good sometimes. But I like that I can go back and forth and that I can, you know, go to the city, chill, hang out. And then when I'm burnt out and need my space, I can come back to the country in South Carolina, go to the lake, chill, be around nature, because that's what fuels me and makes me feel good. So just enjoying the summer, started back working out, doing my yoga and stuff. If y'all are interested, let me know, because I'm working on finishing up my certification. Yeah, I took a break from that too. Just had a lot of shit going on. So I took a break from that. I got to finish that up by the end of July. And I'm also looking to, you know, get a job doing some type of yoga or in the health and wellness field. I'll continue to do, you know, my other stuff on the side, but I'm really excited to work on my own body and my own fitness. So, you know, being quarantined has just put a lot of people out of their routines, and it's time to get back into it. Like, it's summertime. I know y'all want to get out here and have these hot girl summers. You know, like I said, be on the boat, go on the beach, travel, whatever, as long as you're being safe. You know, because the virus ain't gone. It's still out there, but a lot of people are really taking their health into their hands. So that's good. So stay safe, stay healthy, but it's time to get back on it. So get out of quarantine, get outside, ride a bike, spend time with your family, grow a garden. I'm doing all this stuff. So I got a lot of projects going on. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm pretending that I'm on summer break. So as if I was a child who gets to go to school and get out for the summer. So I'm like, well, hell, let me take off for the summer and just kind of enjoy this time resting and relaxing. So, and just embracing change because, I mean, let's face it, we've all been through some type of change with the quarantine and with the virus. So we're not going back to what we thought our normal was. Some people think we are, but I don't think so. You know, I have my own theories as well of what I believe the government's doing and all this stuff. So just be prepared that they may try to push another shutdown, probably closer towards the fall. You know, when flu season kicks up again, they're going to say coronavirus season is kicking up again. So be on the lookout for that because I feel like that's what's going to happen. You know, it may or may not. I hope it doesn't. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's the shit that's about to go down. So one of the ladies I follow and listen to, she's a psychic. She says, you know, all these things that are going on in the world and how the virus is being pushed basically by the government, you know, it's man-made, you know, to each his own. I never got the vaccine. I don't plan on getting the vaccine. Most of my family members, however, did get it, but it also does not guarantee that you won't get it again. And it also does not stop it from being transferred to another person if you get it or if you're a carrier. So it's like the vaccine, what does it really do? I mean, they say you may not die if you get it, but I mean, I'll take my chances. I'm pretty healthy. I'm on a holistic diet. I take vitamins. I work out. You know, some of the things you can do is up your vitamin C and your zinc and your vitamin D. So those are three things you can do to really help your body fight off viruses and build up your immune system. And getting outside, being in nature, get out of the stale air inside your house or in your apartment or at your job. So making sure that you are, you know, getting some of that nature time because nature is healing. So that's enough about the coronavirus. But there's a lot of other things I still think are going to happen. So just being prepared for anything that may happen. So making sure your pantries are stocked up, the gas shortage, that was a big deal. So making sure your cars are filled with gas at all times. If you can grow a garden, do it. If you have access to a garden, that's great. The other thing she said was making sure you have different resources. So make sure you have differentiate your resources. So make sure you have real cash like dollars, you know, a stash somewhere. Make sure you have some type of credit. She said plastic, you know, so get your credit together. If you got a credit card, you may need that for an emergency one day. I don't know. Precious metals. So gold and silver, preferably gold, but silver is good, too. And then cryptocurrency. So I can go on and on about cryptocurrency. I'm not going to jump into that. Maybe I'll save that for another episode. But the group I'm in, we're talking about cryptocurrency. And so I've done some investing in that because she says that that's also going to be the currency of the future. Like people think it's bullshit, but cryptocurrency is going to be here because the banking systems are failing the old ways. Basically, the stock market, she said, pretty much let that go. But cryptocurrency is going to be here. So I've started doing some investing in that just a little bit here and there. Nothing too crazy. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. So just be mindful of all those things I just said and you'll be fine. OK, this is not to make you live in fear or say that we're going to have this huge shutdown. Or everybody's going to die off the face of the earth or anything like that. This is not what that is meant to be. It's just saying to be prepared. And again, there are some things that you can do and some that you can't. I don't have all this money that I can just be investing in crypto. So you just do a little bit at a time. You know, if you're going to stock your pantry, then just buy a little extra every time you go to the grocery store. It's all about just taking those baby steps and being mindful, but continuing to live your life and enjoy because we're here to live, to shine our lights and to have joy. So we're going to do it whether there's a pandemic or not, right? We're going to do us. That's what we do. So that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I told you about starting the new job that didn't work. And the sign that I kept getting was follow the path of least resistance. So I've been really working on my spirituality as well. I try to stay on top of it. And, working on my mindset, because there were days where I felt like, you know, what the hell am I doing with my life? Why am I here in South Carolina in the middle of nowhere, away from civilization? And, you know, I have those moments too where I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, what is this? What are we doing? What's the next step on my journey? And so I've had to get quiet and pray and meditate and just kind of be in nature. And so I keep getting the follow the path of least resistance. So if y'all listen to Abraham Hicks, that's what she says all the time. Abraham is the group. Esther is the lady that channels Abraham Hicks. So they always say follow the path of least resistance. And so when I start feeling that resistance, or something feels icky, or something feels not right, then I am mindful of that. So like being in that job, I pushed through for those 2 days. And then that third day, I was kind of by myself. And then that fourth day, I was just like, just thinking about getting out of bed to get up and go to this computer and not be able to really take breaks, you know, otherwise I'm going to be working all day. It was just like, this isn't it. Resist. I was resist, you know, I was need to let go of the resistance per se. So the path of least resistance was to me to say, fuck it and let it go. So that's what I did. And know that God has something else for me, you know? It's not that I'm not willing to take action, because I am, but I need to know that when those actions aren't aligned anymore, that it's time to let it go. So I'm starting to feel like my old job. It was like pulling teeth just to get out of bed thinking about it. So I had to let that go. So whatever you're doing or whatever you're in, follow the path of least resistance, you know? And sometimes it may take time to get to that point to where you feel like you need to pull away. But when it's time, you'll know, because it'll be like how I felt, unbearable. I can't take this shit no more. Right now I'm just working on my yoga and finishing that up. I can't wait to share. However I'm going to share that with y'all, I don't know yet. Right now I just want to work in the yoga field or work for a company and learn from there. So we'll see if that happens. And then also continuing to do this podcast to reach out to you to help you with your spiritual goals. Because let's face it, in today's day and age, if you are not spiritually or mentally strong or strong in your mindset, you are not going to make it. So, you know, people are waking up and seeing what's going on in the world. And this is definitely a time to wake up and smell the roses, people. Like, it's time to, quote unquote, stay woke. And so once you wake up, it's hard to kind of go back to sleep, because it's like trying to unknow something that now you know, that's kind of hard. If your boyfriend's cheating on you, it's kind of hard to unknow that, or your husband or who, what, you know, that's just an example. It's kind of hard to unknow that shit. So if you're waking up and you know that it's time to make a change or step into your spirituality, then guess what? That's what this podcast is for, is to help you continue on that journey. So I want to know what's going on with you. I like to hear from my audience. So you can find me on Instagram. It's at Regis Cowan, R-E-J-Y-S-C-O-W-A-N. There's a link always in the show notes to connect with me. If you have topics that you want me to talk about, or if you want me to talk more about cryptocurrency, I'll do that too. If you want me to talk about yogas, or, you know, whatever you're going through, if you're going through a life crisis or whatever you're trying to figure out. If you want to talk about the virus, some more vaccines, hell, I'll talk about that too, because I love talking about all this stuff. So shoot me a message or a DM. You can email me at theholisticsojourner@gmail.com. And I just want to chit chat, because I want to see where people's minds are, where y'all's minds are at right now. What are you thinking? How do you feel about all the stuff that's going on in the world? And how is it affecting you and your life and your spiritual path? And are you on your spiritual path? Do you feel like you know what you're supposed to be doing next? You know, are you listening to those nudges and building that intuition? Because it's a muscle. It's something you always need to work on. And then, of course, if you heard the promo at the beginning of the episode about launching a podcast, because I know I have some coaches that listen to me, as well as other people who have their own brands. Or if you have a message that you want to share, you know, you want to talk to your audience and you're like, I'm not doing a YouTube channel. Or I'm not doing video. I don't want to do that shit. Then you should start your own podcast. It's a great way to reach your audience. If you're a coach, it's a great way for you to get new leads, for you to reach your audience, and to just share your message, whether it's weekly, biweekly, however often you want to do it, because, hey, it's your podcast. You can do whatever the hell you want, right? So I do have a free checklist if you want to download that for those of you wanting to start your own podcast. Podcasting is huge right now. I mean, just with the pandemic alone, it has exploded, but it's also, a great resource to offer your audience to build onto your current brand or if you're just building a new brand. So I love podcasting because, again, you can do the shit in your PJs. Nobody has to see you. Some people do video podcasts where they record. I don't. The whole thing about podcasts is it's supposed to be audio. So if this is something you're interested in doing, then you can download my free checklist. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. It's also at bit.ly/launchpodcastlist. So again, I'll put that in the show notes. And then if you got the checklist or you think you need some help launching a podcast, because it's not quote unquote easy. It is, but it's not. And there are some things that can trip you up. So I know a lot of people are like, look, I need a coach because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm not, you know, tech savvy. I don't know what some of these terms mean. Then definitely look me up. I've got a program that I just launched called Podcast Like a Boss. So it is for mostly coaches or people who have brands who want to launch a podcast and you want to generate some more income. Then this is the program for you. And I would love to work with you one-on-one to help you get your podcast launched, to get your message out there, and to add another resource to your brand. So check that out. I'll also put that link in the show notes. And I hope to talk to you guys here real soon. I'll keep you updated what's going on with me in my life, whether it's dating or all the spiritual shit that's going on in the world, pandemic stuff, you name it. So I'll keep you updated on what's going on with me and how I'm adjusting to my new life out here in the country. If you're in the ATL, hit me up. I don't have any friends per se that I hang out with a lot. So I'm looking for some new people to connect with, especially if you're into yoga, health and wellness, outdoor activities, water sports. I'm into all that shit. So hit me up. Again, I'm on Instagram at Regis Cowan, and I'll see y'all on the next episode. Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo at Spiritual Shit Podcast.